We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, fun Friday time. I'm excited to have you here. So let's get right into it. So this week, we have been in the book of Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 1. Just looking at one verse, though, verse 17. It says, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Guys, highly encourage you. Go back, listen to the spiritual kickoff. Unpack this verse at length. Gave you some ways you can simplify and apply this into your life. Action that you can take. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, guys, just come on. Go back 2 episodes, check it out. Highly encourage you again. Spiritual kickoffs each week. We love them. We do them. We are so committed to spiritual kickoffs. And also, if you like the spiritual kickoffs, we do these live inside our community 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We do a daily spiritual kickoff. So one of our most, I guess, well-attended type of events that we have within our community every day in the Lion. And it's where you get that encouragement. You get that little much-needed boost. Because I know the evil one's pushing back against you. I know you feel like your back's against the wall. Nothing's going right. You just don't even know which way to turn. I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. You don't have to fight this battle alone. That is why we built the Lion Within Us community. So head on over there. Start your 30-day free trial. Jump into our daily spiritual kickoff, guys, because that is where it's at. And we put a ton of effort into make sure every day we are pouring into people and trying to give them what they need to be the leader that God intends them to be. All right? So now, if you missed the episode we had with Jeremy Bryant, go check that one out. It was a fun conversation with Jeremy. He's an entrepreneur, built some great things, and we talked about the importance of stories. And I'm here to tell you, your testimony matters. You may think that it doesn't. That's a lie. Your testimony matters. What you do matters. The way you interact with others, the way you talk with your kids, the way you talk with your spouse, the way you talk with your church, your community, your boss, your coworkers, to your direct reports, all these things. How about this? Strangers. All these things matter. And taking the time to preserve those stories and passing them on to the next generation, that's just a lost art. We don't do that anymore. People don't just sit out on the porch anymore and just tell stories and just laugh and just be together. We have to recognize the attacks. This is an attack right here. The evil one is, he's planted so much busy in our lives and so many distractions in our lives that we forget to connect with the ones that mean the most to us. It's unacceptable. We cannot accept that. We got to build what we need in place and put those things in place to ensure that our legacy of stories, that the values that we want to distill down and pass on to the next generation, it doesn't happen by accident. It takes intentionality. And sharing your story, because your story matters, is so important. All right, so now let's get into our tips. And a couple of these tips, I really tried to line up to that idea of stories because it's so important. I want to give you some practical ways you could do that. So if you're new to The Lion, each Fun Friday, we do a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip, okay? The health is your mind and body, how you have a stronger mind and a stronger body. Wealth is career and finances, being better stewards. And self is being a better husband and a better dad. That's really all. That's what it's all about. We wrap everything around God's word, and we try to give you some practical tips to just move the ball down the field a little bit in a positive direction. Some of these tips go pretty deep. Some of them are surface level, but you know what? Every single one of them, if you think about it, if you see this as an area that can help you in your life, that's what it's all about. So for the health tip, this is more of a mind thing I want to share with you. Get a hard copy of the Bible. Okay, got my Bible right here, a hard copy of your Bible, and then start writing in it. Highlight it, underline it, write notes. I want you to wear that thing out. I mean, this one right here, this is the one that my wife gave me when we got married. There are literally underlines on almost every page. There's something that I've written or something that somebody calls out to me. There's highlights. Sometimes I do highlighters. I don't do highlighters a whole lot. I primarily underline stuff, and I write notes in the binders and in the edges of it. And then, you know, to my point where my Bible, it's just it's already just falling apart. I mean, there's the cover of it right here. I mean, it's just falling completely apart. But you know what? I take an old battered up Bible any day of the week, because this right here, you talk about legacy, and I talked about this a little bit with Jeremy. This is going to impact. This is a big impact for your legacy. What are you leaving behind that shows your spiritual journey, your growth, the aha moments, those God winks when he shows you something, reveals something to you, and you write that down and you underline it, or you just sit there and they see, or maybe I circle a lot of things when it really jumps out to me. Okay, well, he was circling that, so that really must have impacted him, right? Just taking the time just to be intentional about this. Now, I get it. There's so much easier ways to read God's word and study God's word. And, you know, the digital apps, I mean, heck, we're on the biggest Bible app in the planet with the Bible app from YouVersion. So I'm not anti that. I'm just telling you, there is something to be said when you sit down with a copy of God's word, you open it up, you write in it, you just pour out your heart, see what the Holy Spirit reveals to you, and you take the time to write it down. There's something beautiful about that. There's something just absolutely beautiful about that. And that's going to encourage you, you know, to do that more. I just want to just hopefully you just lean into that. If you never thought about that, go get you a hard copy Bible today. Whatever version you want. It doesn't matter. You know, make sure it's one that you enjoy reading, right? That you feel comfortable reading. But get that. And then start writing those notes down, okay? All right, now, for the wealth tip, I want to share something with you guys. Again, we're going a lot of fundamental stuff on the line recently with the wealth tips. Basically, today, I just want to talk about what a stock is, because not everybody knows what these things are. So a stock is just a general term, and it's used to describe the ownership certificates of any company out there, okay? So a share, if you think about a stock and you think about a share, on the other hand, that refers to a stock certificate of a particular company. Okay, so holding that particular company's share makes you a quote unquote shareholder, right? So stocks really have two common types. You have the common and the preferred stock. The difference is while the holder of the former has voting rights that can be exercised in corporate decisions, the latter doesn't. That's really all it is. But preferred shareholders are legally entitled to receive certain level of dividend payments before any dividends can be issued to other shareholders. And we'll kind of talk about dividends in future episodes, but just want you to know basic fundamentals, blocking and tackling of what a stock is. Not many people know. They just think, well, it's a stock. What is a stock? Well, basically you're buying a piece of that company, and you need to know that. That's why buying companies and stocks, I encourage you to do your research and check it out and understand that the stocks that you're buying, do they align? Again, I have a buddy who has a wonderful podcast called Investing for Beginners. He has him and his partner, they put out stuff every week. So if you're interested in the stock market and learning more about it, I highly encourage you to leave here and go download Investing for Beginners. Check out some of the resources and items that they have built over there to get you started with a better understanding from the fundamentals for financial literacy. This is what these guys do, and they do a phenomenal job of it. Okay. Now for your self tip, what you think about this? It's something we do in our family. And when I was thinking about the self-tip for this episode, I actually had another one wrote out for this. But after recording with Jeremy, I was like, you know what? I'm going to share this one. What we do a photo journal of a year for our family. So this picture album, so my wife does it. There's different platforms out there that you can do it. I'm not going to mention any of the platforms because, you know, you pick which platform you want. You just go out there and I'm sure you can find some. And what she does, she starts an album in January. And then throughout the year, she gets, you know, as pictures happen. So throughout the year, just walk through the year. You know, you have your new year, you have birthdays in January, February, you know, maybe you have Valentine's Day pictures, maybe you have your Easter pictures, your family vacation pictures. You would have maybe, you know, summer, any summer stuff, trips to the beach or the lake or things like that that you would do in the summer. Then as you get into your fall pictures, you would have your Halloween pictures, the stuff that you do around Thanksgiving, of course, your Christmas pictures. But throughout the whole year, she's making this album. You know, significant life changes. You know, for the last couple of years, we've seen like we move about every 3 years. We're not moving anymore. We're done moving. You know, good Lord willing, we're done moving. And just take those pictures as you take them on your phone, and she uploads them to an album. So she'll just take it about once a month or once a quarter. I'll just see her. She's in there, and she's updating that picture album. But I'm here to tell you, so we got one of those for every year ever since we started dating. And it's been some hard albums to look at. You know, for one, you see how quickly time goes by. Just how fast it is. Seeing my older girls just grow up right before my eyes in those albums. It's hard. It pulls at your heartstrings. And then you'll see we don't shy away from stuff. We put the hard stuff in the albums too. You know, so we have a whole album around faith and when we lost her, you know, and there's albums that, you know, when animals pass away and you think about it, those animals are in the albums, and, you know, so you think about them. So it's very common to have tears, you know, when we sit down and go through the albums, and we keep the albums out. They're accessible, and there's no stories or anything like that. The way Jeremy's doing it at No Story Lost. But for us, the pictures, they tell 1,000 words. And it's just something that highly encourage you guys to do that. You could do this. You talk about the best Christmas present you could ever give, or birthday or anniversary. If you took the time to just go get one started, because you can save these online and you can just add to them as you go and just start throwing those pictures in, man, you could really just have that happy tear moment that Jeremy was talking about. You could have that just with the pictures you have on your phone. And sometimes the way Becca does it, she'll airdrop the pictures from my phone to her phone so that she can get access to all the pictures. So, you know, if you're doing this stuff with your spouse or with your kids, if your kids have phones, make sure you get their pictures too. Because, you know, their perspectives, they're just, it's always interesting when we look at the album of, oh, I took this picture, or Becca did, or whoever it is. But it's just, it's one of the great days of the years when that album comes in, so we can sit down and just look and think and reflect and laugh and cry and, you know, just have that catalog of pictures through the years. So there's your tip, fellas. So three tips: your health, wealth, and self tip. That health tip, I want you to get that Bible, hard copy of a Bible, and start highlighting, underlining, journaling, make it yours. Cause that is something just like this right here is precious to me. I'll be able to hand this down to my children, right? And they'll be able to take this and open it up and say, okay, this is what Dad thought about this. Oh, check out what Dad wrote over here. Well, he's underlining this when he was studying. I just opened up right here to Matthew. Hey, look what he was studying in Matthew. It's just, there's something about that, guys. I'm telling you, don't miss this opportunity. That well tip just wants you to understand what the basis of what a stock is. And that self tip, start documenting your stories each year with a picture album. Telling you, it's going to change the game for you. All right, guys. So let me know what tip you like the most. I'd love to get your feedback on that. Our book of the week this week, I want to pull this one out. This is one a buddy of mine, Wayne. He gave this one to me so far as to get this book. He's like, it's called The Productivity Chain. And it's a holistic way to spend your time on what matters. And what I really love about this book is it breaks down the chain into different areas that you need to consider in your life around, you know, as you look at the book here, you have different ways to use the chain, what the chain looks like in the chain. I'm trying to get to the areas here. So you have boundary setting, you have communication, decision making, delegating things. What's your personal drive? goal setting, your health, organization, planning, reinvention, resources, tasks, project management, and setting those boundaries. And the cool part is all those links in the chain link together, right? And you're only as strong as the weakest link in the chain. So you may look at it and say, you know what? I'm really good at delegating, at drive, at decision making, but this health area, man, I've let that slip. So it gives you some insight. It gives you some wisdom and some discernment on how you can shore up that one link in the chain without impacting the others. Okay. So it's a pretty interesting book. I'm still working through it because I'm trying to implement some of the things in this book as I go, but lots of great tips in this book. Again, The Productivity Chain. It's written by Casey Moore. So go check that out. The Holistic Way to Spend Your Time on What Matters. Okay. So check that out, fellas. Let me know what you think. So our dad jokes this week, got two good dad jokes for you. Looking forward to sharing those with you. So dad joke number one, 5 ants rented an apartment with another 5 ants. So I guess now we have tenants. So there you go. That's number one. Number two, I spent my entire life savings on pasta. It was worth every penny. So there you go. Both of those I just work on for me for some reason today. So hopefully they work for you. Number one, 5 ants rented an apartment with another 5 ants. Now they're tenants. And then I spent my entire life savings on pasta. It was worth every penny. So again, number one or number two, eye rolls totally count in the dad joke realm. And if you have a dad joke, we'd love to hear it from you. You can send that to support@thelionwithin.us. If we use your dad joke, we'll give you a shout out on the show. We'll connect with you and we'll just ask you to keep sending some more. Okay. So there you go. So the story of the week this week is, how can your story encourage others? I just want to remind you, your story matters. The evil one's going to tell you it doesn't. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. Your story matters. Your testimony matters. How you show up matters. People are depending on you each and every day. God has handpicked you to be the leader he intends you to be. And the way that you are leading, that is your testimony. Don't downplay that for a second. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. You have such a huge opportunity as a Christian leader to make an impact, to be the hands and feet. Can you do any of the saving? No, but you can definitely plant the seeds and let the Holy Spirit do the work, baby. You just do what God's called you to. And then take the time to share your story. Share your story. And you know what? If you want to share your story with me, I'd love to hear it. I connect with people all the time at The Lion Within Us. So head over to thelionwithin.us. Jump on some of our resources. I'll reach out to you. I do this for everybody. Everybody I reach out to. And I'll give you an opportunity. Well, let's jump on a call. I want to hear your story. This, to me, that's what it's all about. Podcasting, we're just sending a message out, and I don't know who hears it. But I know if you're listening to this, and you have a story, and it's worth telling. It's worth telling. And I want to hear it. So connect with us over at thelionwithin.us, okay? Lots of free resources for you over there. We have lots of events happening. Check out our events page. We have our YouVersion page for our devotionals that we put out all the time. We have tons of devotionals out at this point where people are just enjoying those YouVersion devotions. We put a lot of effort into that. And then, of course, our community. Our community is where it's at. So many guys are just pouring into that community. They're learning. They're growing. They're applying. They're challenging each other. They're being transparent. So start your 30-day free trial of our community. For the guys that want to take it deeper, ready to drop the plow and really go, consider applying for the summit. The summit, guys, I'm telling you, it's been an incredible just journey just to walk with these men through the summit, to see their growth, to see the areas that they've been challenging themselves and stretching themselves. It's been probably some of the most joy I've ever had, just being able to be with these guys in the summit each month. So again, you can go over to thelionwithin.us/leadership. And you'll find that application to get your summit process started today, okay? So come back on next week. Prayer for the good, Lord willing. We'll be here. We'll be sharing with you some great encouraging stories, some wisdom, some insights, some things that can help you continue to grow in your walk. If there's any prayer requests you have, if anything you'd like to connect with us, again, head over to thelionwithin.us. There's lots of ways you can connect with us there. support@thelionwithin.us. That email comes to us directly. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get your wisdom. Love to just pick your brain. And if you just need somebody to sit and pray with you, we are here. We are here. All right. So give us a rating and review if you get a chance. If you haven't done that yet, that's great. Oh, yeah. By the way, head over to YouTube. We have a lot of people on YouTube as well as LinkedIn. That's starting to pick up more and more on our LinkedIn channel. Of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram, those as well. But YouTube, LinkedIn, I'm trying to spend a lot of time to be intentional about connecting with people in those areas because you know what? For that LinkedIn crowd, we know you're struggling to really tie the dots on how to be a leader in the world we live in. And that's what we're here to help you with, right? We're here to help you connect those dots. All right, guys, so get after it. Have a great day. And remember, keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community. And the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.